that to me is the biggest question. We're going to find out within the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, we definitely are. How was Coach Ryan with you coming off of like a couple of days off?
Oh, we had days off? that's news to me, first of all. That we had days off is news to me.
Thought I'd set you up with that one right away.
I'm still mad about that. Christmas cookies in on dorm, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
No doubt. Merry Christmas. Put 30 on the clock. There you go. Or maybe 60.
And it's 16. Yep, exactly.
Well, this was an unusual schedule gap, to be sure, for Wisconsin. But, you know, trying to take advantage of it. 4 days off after the Chicago State game, but some good work in. And now you jump right into it against a team that loves to get up and down.
Well, I think the biggest thing about that, we talked about the negatives, but let's talk about the positives real quick. It is 2024. We can talk positives first instead of negatives.
Absolutely.
So I apologize. However, having time for Chucky to get healthy was huge.
Big time.
Was huge, because when he went down against Chicago State, it looked nasty.
It did.
It did not look good. He stopped and had that turnover, which I knew he didn't want the turnover. So I knew something was really bad with that. But he's back, and he's been the consistent for this team. He's been able to get in the paint, get everyone involved. So that, to me, was a positive attendance.
Yeah, he's 35-5 assist to turnovers over the last 8 games, and he is in that starting five here tonight. Jeffrey Anderson, Don Daly, and Owen Short are your officials. Badges in the home white cardinal trim, the Hawkeyes in the traveling black and the gold trim. Ray McCaffrey in his 14th year, 269 wins as the head coach of the Hawkeyes, ranking just behind Tom Davis. In fact, he's 3 wins away from passing Dr. Tom for the school record.
And the thing about Iowa is they're consistent. They've been good. They've been the NCAA term when you look at what they've done. 10 of the last 11 years.
Good crowd here at the Kohl Center tonight. Owen Freeman, Stephen Crow to jump center. Toss and tap to the Badgers. They move to our left, and we are underway in Madison. The Hawkeyes man-to-man, A.J. Store against Patrick McCaffrey at the top of the circle. Throws to Max Klesman. Tries a 3 right side. Missed it short. Tony Perkins the rebound. And here comes Iowa moving to our right to the first half. Perkins against Klesman at the left elbow. Bounces to Patrick McCaffrey, goes into Cricky, back out to Cricky, rather left wing jump is off the heel of the rim, no good. The rebound to Stephen Crow.
Cricky loves that mid-range.
He has been terrific, a terrific transfer addition, as has A.J. Store, who has the ball right now to step back 3 straight on, front rim no. Perkins another rebound for the Hawkeyes. Opening minute, no score. Cricky hands off to McCaffrey, off the curl, stops top of the circle. Tony Perkins slips, falls down, knocked away by Hepburn. Ball is loose. Diving forward, Klesman couldn't get there. Freeman did. Finds Perkins, gives off to Peyton Sanford off the right wing. Turns, shoots, off the iron and out. Rebound, Crow. One and out for the Hawkeyes.
First 2 possessions for Wisconsin. 3s. Get the ball inside.
With the ball is Hepburn, throwing to Tyler Wall, top of the circle, feeds Klesman at the left point. Max on the dribble to the free throw line, turns it back out to Store, high on the left, loops it into Wall. They double him quickly, gets it to Klesman, reversing to Hepburn. Chucky drives off the wing, tries to feed it to Wall, and it goes off of Tyler's hands and out of bounds. Cricky disrupted, it looked like at first, and then off a Wall and a Wisconsin turnover. About a minute and a half gone by, still no score. The Hawkeyes average about 88 points a game, 74 in their 2 Big Ten outings. But keep in mind, one of those was against Purdue. Favorite to win this league. Here's McCaffrey, right lane line, turn, shooting, hitting off the glass, and 1 as A.J. Store guilty of the foul as the Hawkeyes are first on the board.
Well, Matt, a lot of this starts just because offensively that chemistry we talked about just isn't there.
Yep.
Wisconsin has started about 7 games by trying to get Stephen Crow the ball in the post. This time they set the down screen to get Max Klesman, which has led to back-to-back 3s and then the turnover.
And McCaffrey, a 75% free throw shooter, knocks down the free throw. 3-0 Iowa. The Hawkeyes with a little 1-2-2-3 quarter look, trying to get a trap, but Wall gets out of it. Now here's Hepburn, a bounce to Crow. Left of the lane, draws the double inside feed for Store, deflected by McCaffrey. Turnover. Sanford a lead feed to Perkins. Right side to the front court for Iowa. He'll pull, he'll pop right elbow. Short rebound, Wall for the Badgers. 2 minutes in, 3-0 Iowa. Wall glides to the offensive end, hands off to Klesman to the line, down the lane to the rim, low in the left and flipped it in with the right hand for the first points of the night for Wisconsin. 3-2 Iowa. Ben Cricke on the right wing. Throwing to McCaffrey, top of the circle. Flips to Freeman. Gets it back to McCaffrey, outside right. Store defends. Patrick McCaffrey gives off to Freeman. Sends it to Perkins on the dribble to the foul line. A pass for Sanford, high on the right. Shot clock is at 10. Bounce into Cricke. Right of the lane, back into the block. Pivots, runs it back out to Perkins. Tries a three over Hepburn. Missed it, but he was fouled by Chucky. And that will be a three-shot foul.
Yeah, and I don't think he got him, man. I'm going to tell you right now.
If he did, it wasn't by much, but they say enough. And the Badger coaches looking up at the video board. And
yeah.
As is the crowd, and you hear the reaction.
Right away, live, it didn't look like it was there. Now,
maybe the elbow.
I was going to say, now with this quick replay, there's enough there to call it. You can't, any contact with the shooter, you're going to call it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just tickled the elbow a little bit. Maybe. First free throw is good for Perkins. When you mentioned, one thing I was really good at doing is getting to the free throw line. We're very close overall to have made more free throws than opponents have attempted. Perkins misses the second. He has one more coming.
And you'll say maybe on that three, looking at it again, I mean, I was wrong. I mean, he got enough of them for them to call it. Absolutely.
Third attempt for Perkins is good. Two out of three for Tony Perkins. 5-2 Iowa. 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the game. Again, a 1-2-2 three-quarter look continues from Iowa. Hepburn to the front court. Loops it to Tyler Wall, high on the right. Wall against Sanford. Wall on the attack. Stops left block. Runs it back out the Store. Fakes the three. Drives off the wing. Goes to the goal. Slam dunk. Oh, the burst from A.J. Store. And it's 5-4 Iowa.
And it should have been an and-one.
Mm-hmm. With the ball is McCaffrey at the top of the circle. McCaffrey against Store. A screen from Freeman. McCaffrey left of the lane. Hard bank shot. No good. Rebound battled. Tipped to Freeman. Lost it. Pinballed around. Freeman kick out McCaffrey with a shot fake. Right baseline. Now in the lane. Feeds Cricke. Open three. Left corner is good. Ben Cricke. That is only the seventh attempt and third make of the year from distance for Cricke. 8-4 Iowa, 3.5 minutes gone by. A.J. Store, they're trying to trap him with McCaffrey and Freeman, and he threw it away. Here's Perkins ahead to Patrick McCaffrey to the front court. Runs it out to Sanford. He'll try a three right side. Good. And off the turnover, Sanford a triple, 11-4 Iowa.
I think we've got our answer if it was rust or rest.
I think we very much have gotten that answer. Here's Store, left of the circle. Loops it into Tyler Wall, left of the lane against Crick. Start the back, picked up the dribble, is off the Store. Shot clock at 12. A.J. with a bounce pass for Wall. Left elbow, drives left lane line. One pump, low on the left, up, yes, count it, and a foul. Tyler Wall with an and one for Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout of the game. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:54 left of the first half. Iowa 11, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Start the new year off right and give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Stop into Menards and view our great selection of toilets from American Standard, featuring Everclean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Get a Titan Tall round toilet for just $199. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is Don Rosen. Come join me for local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Machines at a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That foul, by the way, on the Wall bucket. The foul assessed to Ben Cricky, his first. Tyler Wall at the foul line. 15:54 left in the first half. 11-6, Iowa leads Wisconsin.
Man, and Wisconsin's going to be able to get what they want going to the basket. They've done that. That's how they've scored the first 6 points.
And the free throw is no good for Wall. Freeman the rebound. The Badgers have been guilty of three turnovers. Iowa's been trying to speed him up a little bit, getting the double team going. Here's Cricky on the right side, takes the top of the circle, goes off to McCaffrey. John Blackwell on the floor for Wisconsin. McCaffrey feeds Perkins, right side against Kamari McGee in there for Wisconsin as well. McCaffrey high on the left, shot clock at 7. Now Perkins off the right wing, bounces McCaffrey, tries a 3, left side, a line drive shot, thuds off the left side iron. Rebound cleared by Crowell, and here's Blackwell, left side of the front court. Blackwell throws to Wall, top of the circle, turns it to Max Klesman. He'll try a 3 straight on, and that's off the rim, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound, and he got fouled by Peyton Sanford. As Tyler Wall will go back to the free throw line. We were talking during the break, but they're trying to find a way to get Max going. He had that 21-point first half in the game against Marquette. But over the last four games, he's scored 14 points. Now, he still plays mean defense. But, you know, they're trying to find a way maybe to get him going at the offensive end.
Absolutely, because what's going to happen is he can make some shots. Now, all of a sudden, the spacing, which we talked about getting the ball down low, anytime you're hitting outside shots, that spacing gets so much bigger, so it's so much more room to operate.
Tyler Wall hits the first free throw, 11-7. The Hawkeyes leading early on, 15-13 left in the first half. These are the best free throw shooting teams in the conference, by the way. The Badgers ranking number 1 of the Big Ten, the Hawkeyes number 2. Both free throws are good. Carter Gilmore is in for Wall.
And Wisconsin's down by 3, but 6 of the 11 that they've given up have been off of their own turnovers.
Yep, there you go. So protect the ball, and that's something both of these programs have done extremely well. Hawkeyes, as a matter of fact, turn it over. And their turnover rate is 5th best in the country. With the ball is Cricky against Gilmore. Left foul line extended. Hands to McCaffrey in the lane. A bounce pass to Cricky. Bobbled it and almost turned it over. Able to recover. Now Freeman hands off to Perkins. 7 to shoot. Perkins mid-range jump. Left of the lane. Bangs off the iron. No good. Blackwell the rebound. And here comes the freshman from Michigan. Right sideline to the front court. 14:40 left first half. 11-8 Iowa. Blackwell throwing to Klesman on the left wing. Sanford defends. Max goes inside for Crowell. It's deflected and out of bounds. Last touch by Iowa. And now Nolan Winter will be checking in for Wisconsin and for Crowell. Chucky Hepburn checks back in, and he'll sub for Klesman.
Marvin Gies come in, brought some energy right away on the defensive end, especially against Tony Perkins. But they switched that last possession, and Kamari got right into the lap of the big that rolled that would have gotten the offense a rebound. Something really small, but a really big play.
McGee baseline right, looking to inbound. Gets it into Blackwell, high on the rights. Blackwell picked up by Tony Perkins with a shot clock down to 10. Gilmore reverses to Hepburn, high on the left. Hepburn, Iowa's showing a little zone right now, it appears. Here's Blackwell, baseline right, the drive through the lane, got to go, and ran out of room, stepped out of bounds, turned over Wisconsin.
Now, I'm going to say this as nicely as possible, but that's unacceptable because you know Iowa's going to go zone in end line out of bounds. That's a scouting report followed.
Yep.
Wisconsin did not look like they were ready for it. They've been told about it in practice. They've got to execute better.
DeSante Bowen is on the floor for Iowa right now. He's been a big boost for this team. 7 points a game. Another one of those is better than a 4-1 assist to turnover ratio. Josh Dix in there as well. Sanford with 10 on the shot clock. Outside left, throwing to Freeman. Couple of freshmen. Freeman against Nolan Winter, backing his Owen Freeman. Turns left shoulder, up right hand, good. He just bulldozed his way in there. Owen Freeman with the bucket, and it's 13-8 Iowa. 13:40 left in the first half. Kamari McGee leads it for Hepburn between the arcs. Store and Wall about to check back in. Here's Winter off the left wing. He lost his balance, got the pass away to Blackwell. Feeds Hepburn. Chucky at the top with 13 to shoot. Now Blackwell, a shot fake from three. Dribbles to the line. Down the lane, pivots. Now shoots it. And it's in and out, no good. Owen Freeman the rebound. Outlet to Sanford. Up through the front court for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Almost carried it. Now the ball taken away by McGee on the run out. Bowen chasing McGee to the rim. Layup good. There's that energy again.
He's been great so far.
Yes, he has.
All little things.
Badgers within three. 13:05 left in the first half. 13-10 Iowa. Cricky throwing to Sanford at the top of the circle. Blackwell getting into him. Sanford left elbow throwing to Bowen. Baseline left. Back out to Sanford. Quick release three. Up top good. Peyton Sanford takes more than six threes a game. He's hit a couple of them early tonight.
And that's a freshman mistake by John Blackwell there. You can't give him any room to shoot. He overhelped just a little.
16-10 Iowa, 12:40 left in the first half. Hepburn to the free throw line. He'll throw it to Blackwell. Try to bounce it inside to Winter. Lost his balance and tapped it ahead in turn. The turnover to Sanford, who threw it away to McGee. Finds Winter wide open, low on the left. Thank you very much, says Nolan Winter. Kamari McGee making it happen here for the Badgers off the bench. 12:20 left of the first half, 16-12 Iowa. Freeman left foul line extended, gets it to Josh Dix, slipped it back to Freeman at the free throw line. Now Dix left wing. Carter Gilmore defending. Dix with the right hand pass to Bowen. Shot clock at 10. Bowen against McGee. A throw to Freeman left of the circle. Bounce feed inside. Cricky catches low on the left and walk with the ball. Hepburn bothered him. And the Hawkeyes guilty of their third turnover as we have the 12-minute media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And by Citgo Top Tier Tri-Clean Gasoline. Helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 12 minutes left of the first half. Iowa 16, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 America Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 12 minutes left in the first half. Iowa 16, Wisconsin 12, and Kamari McGee, Butchie, providing a dearly needed lift to this Wisconsin team here so far.
And it just started with just some simple energy and effort situations. There was a couple of switches. He was sunk right in the legs of the big to kind of take away an offensive rebounding opportunity. It was all a lot of little things. And then all of a sudden, a couple of steals leads to a couple of points.
Guys with three turnovers. The Badgers guilty of five. Five of the four for Wisconsin. It's the original starting five. Wall, Crow, Storr, Klesman, and Chucky Hepburn. Brock Harding, 6-foot freshman out of Moline, Illinois. Mr. Basketball in the state of Illinois. He's on the floor for the Hawkeyes. He's been an impressive-looking freshman. Another one of those great distributors for Fran McCaffrey. Here's Wall on the attack, left lane line. Pivots at the block, almost dragging the pivot foot. Throws it away. Throws it back, rather, to A.J. Storr with 12 to shoot. Now Klesman, left wing. Bounce pass to Wall. Wall backing on Cricky. Backing left of the lane, a double from Harding. Tyler feeds Stephen Crow. Four to shoot. Klesman right corner, lets it fly. Had to air ball, and a foul is called. They're going to get Cricky. Ooh, a bailout foul there as he tied up Tyler Wall.
I don't think it was a bailout. Well, a bailout as far
I don't mean a bad call.
It's because he hooked an air ball.
Yeah.
If it was not an air ball, there's no way that's called. But because it's an air ball, it's one of those where you had to call it, too.
Oh, he did. No, he definitely had to call it. But that was a big help for Wisconsin. Cricky with two fouls now sits down. It's big for Fran McCaffrey's team. Storr loops it into Stephen Crow. Now finds Hepburn. Chucky off the right wing. Darts it inside. Wall catches low on the left. Layup good. Oh, good find. Tyler Wall pulls Wisconsin within two. 11-15 left in the first half. 16-14 Iowa. Harding at the free throw line. Throwing to Bowen. IG Dembali is on the floor right now for Iowa. Is off the wing is Bowen, shooting, missing, and crashing the boards as Freeman can't control. Hepburn does. Two on two. Chucky runs it out to A.J. Storr, and he stepped on the sideline. Near that right corner, right in front of the Iowa bench, and here's turnover number six for the Badgers.
And he knew it as soon as he stepped out. They were in transition. Chucky did a good job, but A.J. just a little too far, and that's where careless turnovers.
10:50 left in the half, 16-14 Iowa. Harding against Hepburn. At the top of the circle, high screen Freeman. Killing the dribble is Harding. Gets it to DeSante Bowen. Throwing off the Freeman screen at the right elbow. Lost it, but a foul is called. They're going to get Klesman, I think, reaching in. They do.
Max was great. And then he realized there were still some Christmas cookies left. He went in the cookie jar, right?
He did.
He went in. That's it. What, he reached in just a little bit.
Got a little greedy.
Max,
there.
Let the cookies for me.
Three turnover, make that four fouls for Wisconsin. Three against Iowa. Here's Dix off the bounce. Foul line jumper, no good. And the rebound to Hepburn. Chucky glides left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. And then Hepburn lost it off his leg and out of bounds. His crowd was ready to set the screen, and then everything got out of sync. And the Badgers guilty of another turnover as Blackwell comes in for Klesman.
Seven of them with 10:26 left.
They average not quite 10 per game to the Badgers. Here's Harding, high screen from Freeman. Harding, left of the lane, bounces to Freeman at the left elbow. He'll take the mid-range jumper and missed it badly. Just grazed the right side iron and off the glass. And here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin. A throw to Wall, top of the arc. Now Chucky Hepburn. Top side, gives off the crowd right of the circle. Inside feed, caught by Wall, right block, finds crowd down the lane, hammers it down with the right hand. Stephen Crow ties the game at 16. 9:50 left in the first half. Bowen outside right for the Hawkeyes. He's off to Brock Harding, high on the left, high screen Freeman. Harding moves to his right. Inside feed, caught by Freeman, low on the left, slam dunk. Is rolled by the freshman, and it's 18-16 Iowa. 9:30 left in the half. Wall throwing to Blackwell. Blackwell turns it. Now right lane line on the attack. Throws it up, missed, but he was fouled. And that's going to go against Laji Dembele. That'll be his first. John Blackwell, who has been really good in about every phase, including free throw shooting, where he is 88%. And he'll get two shots here.
You want to give credit to John Blackwell on that drive?
Oh, we going big. So we going big love again.
David Grawl just wiped out the big there to create that huge driving lane. Now, John does a great job of turning that corner. But that is all set up because Steven does such a great job in a little bit of a ducking. Mm-hmm. Right? And that ducking created that driving lane so big to give that angle for John to go.
Blackwell made the first, missed the second, and Belle the rebound off the miss. 18-17 Iowa, 9:18 left in the first half. Bowen off the Freeman screen, picked up by Crowell. Bowen right lane line, and he walked with the ball. They kill the dribble and get a pass away. Turnover number four for Iowa. Kamari McGee back in, replacing Chucky Hepburn. 9:11 left in the first half, 18-17 Iowa. Big Ten game number two for the Badgers. Big Ten game number three for the Hawkeyes. They lost at Purdue, lost on the home floor to Michigan. The Badgers last month won at Michigan State. Tyler Wall, top of the circle, throws to A.J. Storr. Storr, top side, hooks at the wall. Left block, feeds Crowell with the paint. Got to go to work, does left hand. Back iron, no good. And the rebound to Owen Freeman of Iowa. And the freshman brings it up the floor, the five-time conference freshman of the week. Harding with a pass left side. Bowen slashes off the left wing, hanging. Tough shot, no good. A good contest from Wall. Rebound tip to McGee. Here comes Kamari up the left sideline. Andrew set up the offense. McGee throws to Wall, top of the circle. Leads it for A.J. Storr. The left-hand dribble. He'll throw to Blackwell, the right wing. Pass is inside. Caught by Wall. Out the crowd at the top. Two-man game. Shovels it back into Wall. Inside Blackwell, low on the right. Up no. Throws it back up. Blocked away. And it's comes down into the hands of Freeman. And at it, pilfered by Kamari McGee. McGee again, slips at the store, goes up, blocked by Freeman. And here comes Brock Harding. Oh, and Freeman with some big-time work inside for the Hawkeyes. 8:05 left in the half, one-point lead Iowa. Harding trying to hook a pass back to Freeman, but it slipped out of his hands. And they pass it the backside of the backboard, turnover Iowa. A lot going on here.
Well, and that's what you get when you play Iowa. Right now, if I'm Wisconsin, make sure you get a good possession on the offensive end here. Kamari McGee is coming in, is giving great, and I mean great minutes, but you're starting to kind of go in that same pace and tempo that Iowa wants. Slow it down, make him guard on this end.
A.J. Storr against Freeman. Here the midcourt logo. Bounces to McGee, and it's poked away by Perkins out of bounds as we hit the under eight. Media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And Badger basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 7:49 left of the first half. Iowa 18, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wrap up the year. Lease specials are on now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. And so is our food drive. Lease drop off non-perishable food items all month long and help fill the truck in our showroom. Right now, get brand new 2023 Jeep Renegade Latitude for only $375 per month for 39 months. Or pick up a brand new 2023 Jeep Compass Latitude for only $394 per month for 42 months. $34.99 due in signing plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit through Chrysler Capital. Must qualify for discounts. Not all buyers will qualify. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit required. See dealer for details. Buyers 12/31/23.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and the other location on 76 in Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. You know, it's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in the Racine and surrounding areas every morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed.
To the first half, 18 on the shot clock. Iowa leads 18 to 17 as Carter Gilmore with a right hand flip to John Blackwell. Harding is on him. Now McGee turns it to Storr. 8 to shoot. McGee against Harding, right of the lane. Inside feed. Caught by Crow. Missed it inside. Got his own rebound. Back up and in for Crow. And the Badgers have the lead 19 to 18.
16 points in the paint. They needed to continue to do it. That's where the advantage is.
First lead of the Knights now for Wisconsin. Harding with a bounce to Freeman. Pass knocked away by Storr. It's loose. And coming up with it is Freeman. Gives it to Harding. Harding right of the circle. Turned down the shot. Gives it to McCaffrey. Refeeds Harding. Shot clock is at 8. Harding against McGee. Harding on the left-hand dribble. And just under the arc. Long 2 on the way. No good. The long rebound. Carter Gilmore runs it down. Gilmore right side of the front court for Wisconsin. Takes it off the wing on the attack to the rim. Goes up. No, but a foul. Carter Gilmore doing a little work, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Every part of me wanted to say no, 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 no. That was a classic example of great job getting the rebound. No, 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 slow. Okay, that's fine. You got free throws out of it.
Yeah.
But that was not one of those that you look at and say, all right, I loved it, but big fella, go run a little bit when you got a chance.
He drew the foul. That was on Patrick McCaffrey. Gilmore's first free throw is no good. Gilly had 7 points against Chicago State, went 5 of 5 at the free throw line on that night. December 22nd, the last game the Badgers played. Second free throw rattles through for Gilly, and the Badgers lead 20 to 18.
Wisconsin's doing a good job on the defensive end. When you look at Iowa, they're 7th nationally as far as assists go. They've only got 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like defensively, they're doing a good job of not getting off too much of Iowa and making Iowa run a long enough offense.
Hawkeyes 6 of 17 from the field so far. Here's Harding on the right side against Chucky Hepburn. Back in there for McGee. Harding off the right wing. He'll get it to McCaffrey. Tries a 3. Left of the circle. Heel of the rim. No good. Crow reaches up and secures the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:35 left till halftime. 20 to 18. The Badgers. Crowell out front, starts the offense, throwing to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky flips it to Gilmore, top of the arc. Now it's Blackwell, and he is fouled by Brock Harding. Getting up and into Blackwell as the freshman Harding is called for his first foul. And that is team foul number 6. Now Price Sanford will come in. Peyton's little brother in there for Harding. Winter will sub in for Stephen Crowell. Price Sanford, Mr. Basketball in Iowa. Freshman averaging 3.5 a game for the Hawkeyes so far this year. Inbounds pass to Storr. A.J. against Tony Perkins. Storr at the top. Gives off to Gilmore. High on the right. Skips it to Blackwell. Turns to Chucky. Left corner 3. Off the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Hepburn is called for the foul. He was battling Tony Perkins for the loose ball. And that's going to be foul number 2 on Hepburn. So Greg Gard will go to his bench and get Klesman back in the game.
You know, it's a questionable call when you've got Patrick McCaffrey walking by our scores table right here with the look of like, oh, maybe we got
sure,
away with one.
I'll
there.
Take that. I'll take that. Thank you very much. McCaffrey with the ball right now between the arcs. A throw to Sanford. Knocked away by Klesman. Max gets the steal. Got Storr out in front. The lob, the dunk. Klesman to A.J. Storr. And it's 22 to 18, Wisconsin. 5:50 left in the first half. Here's Perkins. Foul line jumper. Missed it, but he was fouled. That was Winter who got him. And the freshman picks up his first foul. And you just sense the anticipation when you get that 2-on-1 and A.J. Storr is part of that. Everybody in the house knows what's coming, and it electrifies the folks here at the Kohl Center.
Did you see where his head was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know what that's like at all. I've never experienced that feeling. It must be amazing, though.
First free throw is good for Perkins. I don't know if I was telling you this or Charlie Wills. I talked to A.J. In fact, we ran part of his interview tonight on the pregame show. Perkins hits the second. Said, when was your first dunk? You remember? He said, eighth grade. Not a lob. You had a breakaway, and that's pretty good. Now Klesman almost turned it over across half court as Iowa with a three-quarter pressure. AJ's open for three, right side, in and out. No, rebound. Gilmore couldn't get control. Iowa down two, but on the run. Perkins lobbed it inside. Freeman low on the left will catch and finish, and it's 22-all with 5:25 left to the half.
And just a weird game, tied at 22 right now, but it feels like Wisconsin is in control. It feels like Wisconsin should be up 10.
Yeah. Both teams guilty of seven turnovers. Very uncharacteristic for both programs. Klesman throwing to Winter. Feeds AJ Storr outside left. 10 on the shot clock. Storr a little crossover. Stops left block. Into a double team. He'll put one up and score anyway. Storr with six. Must be nice.
He's really, I mean, it was patience, but then yep. It was just his athletic ability taking over there.
24-22 Wisconsin. 4:50 left in the half. Perkins. Picked up by Klesman. Perkins at the top of the circle off the Freeman screen. Klesman goes down. They play on. Now Sanford's open. Quick release three. Left of the circle. Good again. That's three threes in this first half for Peyton Sanford. 25-24 Iowa. 4:30 left till halftime.
And that's one you can't give up. Like, you can't lose him.
Mm-hmm. You cannot give him any space at all. With the ball is A.J. Storr, the left-hander will feed Winter, tries a three, wide open, left of the circle, off the right side, iron, no good. Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from McCaffrey and puts it up and in. Blackwell gives the Badgers a one-point lead, 4:05 left till halftime. Tony Perkins crosses over right. Lane line got tied up but fouled by Blackwell, reaching in, got some ball, got some body as well. That'll be his first. As we have a timeout here at the Kohl Center. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 4 minutes left of the first half. Wisconsin 26, Iowa 25. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. Badgers lead 26-25. 4 minutes left in the half. Butchie, two stats really stand out. Wisconsin 0 of 7 from 3. So what do you do? Going to paint. 20-6. Wisconsin points to the paint advantage right now.
And I hate to say it like this, but 7 threes is too much.
Mm-hmm,
whatever they wanted, they could get in the paint.
Yep.
And now you're sitting with a one-point game, and you're playing around with them a little bit. It feels like this should be a bigger lead.
Yep. 8 turnovers for Iowa, 7 for Wisconsin Badgers, 11 of 25 for the field. Iowa, 8 of 20. Hawkeyes basketball, Sanford, he's been a problem in this first half. Gives off to Perkins, flips to McCaffrey, top of the circle. McCaffrey holds it off the left hip and looks. Shot clock is down to 10. Freeman, left foul line extended, throws to Sanford. And he'll let it fly for three again. Missed it this time. Rebound. Freeman reaching up over Crowell. Got the board and the putback. 27-26 Iowa, 3:35 left in the half. Owen Freeman with 8 points in this first half for Iowa.
And a great first half for the young freshman.
Yeah, it really is. And he's had a few of those great, many terrific performances in this his freshman season. With the ball is Klesman throwing to Blackwell, 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell right sideline, and he walked with the ball, juking left, moving right, but shuffled the feet. And the turnovers continue to mount for both teams. 3:17 left in the half, 27-26 Iowa. Tony Perkins will bring it up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Perkins against Blackwell on the dribble, outside right. Still pounds the dribble as he surveys and gives off to McCaffrey. Bounce pass to Freeman, left of the lane. Freeman against Crowell, backing. Stops mid post, feeds Price Sanford, shot fake from three. Now it's McCaffrey off the right wing, 7 to shoot. McCaffrey against Walter, right elbow. Goes into Freeman, low on the right, takes it left, reverse layup is good. Owen Freeman with 10, 29-26 Iowa. 2:42 left in the first half. Freeman, 10 points and 6 rebounds in this half. Tyler Wall, top of the arc for Wisconsin, throwing to Crowell. Crowell against Freeman. Mid post right, now draws the double. Inside Wall, low on the right, knocked away by Price Sanford. And now here come the Hawkeyes. Perkins to the line. Perkins hangs in the air, throws it to Price Sanford. He'll let fly a three, left of the circle. That's off the arc. Another rebound for Freeman. Left of the lane, takes it mid post left. Now McCaffrey outside right. Shot clock at 12. McCaffrey isolated on Crowell. A kick back left side for Perkins, who splashes a three from the left side. And the Badgers will take a 30-second timeout. The lead is 6 for Iowa. 32-26. The Hawkeyes with 2:06 left in the first half.
And right now, that stretch, two-minute stretch, very simple. Physicality.
Yeah.
On the offensive end, you didn't have any. Your base was off. You were pushed off your spots a couple times. Stephen Crowell catches the ball. If you look at the baseline, it says Wisconsin. He catches it on the eye. Steve Crowell's been catching that thing on the end, which is in the middle of the paint. Mm-hmm. Right? So you look at that, then defensively, you give up some offensive rebounds and some opportunities there. And that's why I was able to make this run. You can talk about execution all you want, but it's the physicality right now of Iowa that Wisconsin has to match for the last 2 minutes.
Owen Freeman, 6'10", 230. Averages about 10 a game. He's already there, 10 points, 7 rebounds. 1-2-2-3 quarter look from Iowa right now is with the ball is Tyler Wall. Slips it through two defenders to Klesman. Now Kamari McGee back in there on the dribble, left of the lane, turns it back out to Klesman, hands it back to McGee. Kamari will glide to the right side. High screen from Crowell, throws to Wall, turns to Storer left side. Into Crowell, rolls a double left block, feeds McGee, tap pass Klesman, three shot right corner, good. There you go, Max Klesman for three, 32-29 Iowa. 1:38 left in the first half. Owen Freeman gives to McCaffrey, right of the lane, feeds Sanford, tries a three right side, that's way off the mark. Weak side rebound to Kamari McGee. And McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. Works baseline right, turns it back out to the wing, gives it up the wall, sends to Klesman, left of the circle. Max, left of the lane, got fouled by Price Sanford. That's foul number 7 on Iowa, the first on Price Sanford. A 1-1 coming up for Max Klesman.
Wisconsin's able to get that corner three because they run a cross screen for Stephen Crowell in the last possession. He catches that ball in the paint. The double team comes. Because he catches it so far down, the double team has to come farther down in the paint, which allows a skip and one more.
Front end of the 1-1 is good for Max. He has 6 points in the first half. It's 32-30 Iowa with a minute 18 left of the break. Second free throw coming up for the junior out of Nina. And that's in and out, no good. Owen Freeman the rebound. Badgers 5 out of 8 from the foul line in this first half. Perkins off a high screen for Freeman, throwing to Sanford inside as Payton throws to Price. Missed the chip shot low on the left. Crowell gets the rebound. A break for Wisconsin, down two and with the ball. 1 minute left in the first half. McGee on the right side, bounces to Crowell, top of the circle. Back to McGee, Outside right, drives baseline, runs it to A.J. Storr, left corner, will push off, got away with it, goes to the rim, slam dunk, A.J. Storr. Ooh, thought maybe got away with one there, not complaining. Nor is Fran McCaffrey, I might add. Tied at 32 with 35 seconds left in the half.
That was a big boy move is what that one was.
It sure was. Got about a 6 second difference, gained a shot clock. And Fran McCaffrey is going to take the use it or lose it timeout right now with 21.8 to play and 15 to shoot. So nearly a 7 second difference as McCaffrey using his timeout. Badgers 32, Hawkeyes 32.
We talked about physicality, it was matched. Right where they got the ball in the paint, and then you look at what A.J. Storr just did on that last move, put the shoulder through the chest and plight through him and finish it. That it is a different move, the move that we just saw from A.J. Storr. And I don't think it was an offensive foul. When I say put it through the chest, like, it might have been a little bit of it, but I mean, I think it's because he's the aggressor in it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it feels like the way that the game has been officiated this first half, the aggressive team has not gotten some of those calls. Like, you know, you look at Freeman, a couple of those offensive moves that he had down below, maybe he got a little bit. But if you're going to the basket, you've got an answer.
Yeah.
And talking about answers, Wisconsin's been on a 6-0 run.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was an answer for this two-minute chunk here.
Big Ten basketball where the big boys play. Crowd on their feet now as McCaffrey, sideline right, front court will inbound. 15 of the shot clock, tied at 32, late in the first half. Inbounds pass to Perkins. He's against McGee. Shot clock is at 10, game clock at 17. Perkins pounds the dribble. High screen for Freeman. A throw to Stanford for three, left side. Hits off the rim short. Got his own rebound, left elbow. Kicks it to McCaffrey, tries a three, right side. That's off the rim. Stanford the rebound, throws it up, no. Rebound Blackwell with two, with one. Half court heave. It's wide right, no good. And the first half has come to an end. Well, the Hawkeyes with multiple opportunities, but unable to cash in. And surprise, surprise, we've got a good one here at the Kohl Center tonight. Welcome back, Big Ten basketball. We are at the break in Madison. It's Iowa 32, Wisconsin 32. Butchie and I are back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
WRJN.
Madison, Iowa 32, Wisconsin 32. And there, we talked about some numbers that are popping out to me here with Wisconsin's three-point shooting, lack thereof, the paint points. Maybe above all else, the turnovers. Eight apiece.
By both, like you said,
yeah.
By both.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is, when you look at it, these teams, they don't do that. And both teams are doing, I think a lot of it has to do with that break. I really do. I think just finding the chemistry, it seems to have always happened. I mean, Iowa, they're fifth as far as in the country turnover percentage. Wisconsin's 45th. Like, you just don't see teams do it, especially these two.
And when Wisconsin is not turning it over, it's shooting well. 13 out of 28. The three-point shot isn't there, but as you said, the paint's open. And they're taking advantage of that. 22 paint points compared to 10 for Iowa in the first half. Leaving some meat on the bone at the foul line. 5 out of 9 are the Wisconsin Badgers. But, boy, at times when all else fails, give it to A.J. Let him do his thing, too, right?
And it's a great option. It's what they didn't have last year. Right now, I think defensively what they've done is they've lost Stanford a little bit. Peyton, you got to find him. Don't let him make those threes. Now, all of a sudden, you're looking at a 6-9 point lead versus it being tied.
All right, we are tied at 32. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up. Our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house. Or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin 32, Iowa 32 at the half. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay, checking out the other game in progress in the Big Ten. They have hit halftime at College Park. Purdue leads Maryland 32-19. Zach Edey with 12 points, 4 rebounds in the first half. Jameer Young with 8 to lead the way for the Terps. Later tonight, Northwestern will take on the Illinois Fighting Illini. Well, second half, maybe a little early to get into the keys, but let's do it anyway for Wisconsin. What do they got to do here to try to get a little separation?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is get the ball in the paint and don't fall into playing too fast like Iowa wants to. At times that's what happened. That's where they were able to get it. And then really take care of the basketball. 8 turnovers, points off turnovers, 10. So almost a third of Iowa's points have come off of their turnovers. You got to find ways to take care of it. That, to me, is the biggest thing when you look at overall this game, what needs to happen.
Both teams a shade less than 1 point per possession. in the first half of play. Badgers and the Hawkeyes tied at 32. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Don't miss your chance to get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. So hurry in to your local Ford dealer today during the final days of the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Wisconsin 32, Iowa 32, halftime at the Kohl Center. Butch, you got to ask you about Owen Freeman, a very impressive freshman, a five-time freshman of the week in the Big Ten. 10.7, or make that eight rebounds, 10.8 rebounds in the first half. We talk about John Blackwell doesn't play like a freshman. This guy doesn't either, does he?
No, not at all. And you look at the way he's done it. Again, it's been patience. Normally, freshmen are sped up. By no means was he sped up, and I think that's the biggest thing. You look at Kriege, their best player, I felt like at times he got sped up, right? Like, so for Owen Freeman to step in the way that he did that, I was really impressed with what he did and how he did.
Yeah, if you're Fran McCaffrey, your leading scorer, Ben Kriege, he played 8.5 minutes, scored 3 points, picked up 2 fouls, and you're tied on the road. Saying, all right, we'll take our chances to get our leading scorer back in there in the second half. And on the flip side, Chucky Hepburn only played 10 minutes. He, too, was hit with 2 fouls. We're at the half. Iowa 32, Wisconsin 32. We'll check out some more of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester. Yeah. 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 You bet.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, as the Hawkeyes 11 of 30 for the field of the first half, 5 of 12 from the arc, 5 of 6 for the free throw line. Wisconsin 13 of 28 from the floor, just 1 of 8 from deep, 5 of 9 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 1 on the glass. Second chance points, 8-6 Iowa. Paint points, 22 to 10 Wisconsin. Points off turnovers, 12-10 Wisconsin. Both teams have turned it 8 times. Iowa with 7 assists, Wisconsin with 5. AJ Storr has 8 to lead the way for Wisconsin. Stephen Crowell, 4.7 rebounds, 10.8 boards for Owen Freeman. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
At the half, Iowa 32, Wisconsin 32. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside